This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Resource Center and Enterprise. Frieda Liu here, and I've got Jonathan Lee, the VP for Commercialization Ventures, and Halida Mohammed, Manager for Investment from Cradle Fund, here with us. And we're talking about the recently launched Angel Tax Incentive. And I know this has been a long time coming. Yes, Jonathan?
Hi, Frieda. It's good to be back here again. We're very excited. It was an incentive that Cradle worked on going back 3 years ago. So after 3 years of intense lobbying and education, we've managed to convince the powers that be that this angel tax incentive would actually benefit the country, particularly not just for the angel investors, but for the entrepreneurs who are starting up their business as well.
Okay, so 3 years to develop this talking and all that.
Yeah.
And of course, is this modeled after anything?
Yeah, well, when we first started, we looked at the various angel tax incentives around the world. We looked at, of course, Silicon Valley. We looked at America. We looked at neighboring countries like Singapore. But we felt that the UK-based enterprise investment scheme was the one that was most suitable to Malaysia's ecosystem, given that we have a lot of similarities, like our legal system and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually loosely based on the enterprise investment scheme in the UK. We started about 8 years ago, and in the first couple of years, they were just growing. And the next 6 years, it just grew to about 200, I think 200 million pounds of investment annually, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Okay. So now it's at that stage, 200 million pounds
of
investments.
Yeah.
Okay. So how does the program work very loosely?
Actually, we're not replicating the whole thing of the enterprise investment scheme from the UK, but some of it that we think that we find it suitable to adapt here in Malaysia, so we did follow that. Meaning that here we have actually, it involved three processes for the angel investor, the accreditation of the angel investor, certification to the investee company, as well as the investment approval. These three processes, two processes can be done simultaneously that will save the time of which whereby if the investing company already had already have an angel investor ready to pump in money into their company, so it can be done simultaneously, or it can be done even angel investor first or the investing company later on. But after this accreditation of angel investor and certification of the investing company, the investment needs to take place. And the Cradle role is to validate the investing company and the investment, to validate the investment that taking place to ensure that it is a genuine investment.
Now, the accreditation and certification, how long is that process?
We're looking at we're trying to make it it's about 3 weeks to say. We think it's a fair time frame for us to conduct a basic due diligence process. Actually, this due diligence is basically on the criteria that has been set out by the government and the Cradle as the working agency. We are the party that the agency that is working on it. And on top of that,
how fast can you churn out these investors in the sense that they go through this whole process and then, yeah, they are these investors?
Well, it doesn't stop the angels from investing into the company. But we, in order for them to tap into the tax incentives, they have to be accredited. So if they want to invest, they can actually invest this year because the incentives have already started this year. But in order to tap into the tax incentives later, they have to have the accreditation.
Okay.
In terms of processing the paperwork, it takes a couple of weeks. It depends on how thorough the documentation they've provided to us. If they've just filled in the form and didn't supply us with any supplementation documents, then it's difficult for us to do the due diligence checks on them.
Okay, so how difficult is it to get accredited? You know, so you've got all these things that you need from them. What do they have to give you?
Well, in terms of, I'll run through the angels portion and then Halida can go through the startups portion. In terms of accreditation for angel investor, firstly, you need to be financially capable. So you need to either be considered a high net worth individuals, mm-hmm. which means that you have a net present asset of 3 million and above. That's either houses that you own, money in traditional financial instruments like fixed deposit or so on, or even a letter of credit from the bank that states that you are mm-hmm. of this value, or a high income individual, meaning that you are earning a minimum of 180,000 per annum. So that works out to about 15,000 per month.
Okay, so these are the basic criteria.
These are the financial criteria. Of course, we look into other criteria. Like, for example, you need to have management experience as well. Minimum of 5 years management experience, because we know that angel investors, apart from giving money, also add value, also guide entrepreneurs as they grow their business. So we hope that the angel investors can also impart, knowledge apart from money into the company.
Okay. As for the investee company, the criteria is quite straightforward. It must be minimum 51% Malaysian-owned individuals, must be a Sdn Bhd company incorporated in Malaysia and a resident of Malaysia. Company's core business must be in qualifying activities as being approved by the Ministry of Finance. Let me run through the what kind of industry that can actually fall within this category is advanced electronics and information technology, telecommunication, healthcare, electro-optics, advanced material, and etc. Okay, number four would be the cumulative revenue must be less than 5 million and in operation of 3 years and less. The reason behind this is because we define it as a startup. Mm-hmm. For those that actually have the revenue is generating revenue more than 5 million and have quite a number of track records, it's easy for them actually to go and raise fund, let's say from other venture cap or perhaps other financial institution or commercial bankers. And finally, is that the company must not be wound out or liquidated. Or any winding petition against them.
Okay, all right. Is there a ceiling on the amount of investments per angel?
Well, we have suggested up to 500,000 mm-hmm. ringgit investment per annum.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's our recommendation, meaning that because the tax incentives goes up to 500,000, so we are not discouraging them from investing more if they like to, but in terms of tapping into the tax incentive, they only can go up to 500,000 ringgit.
So you can put in 500,000 and get your 500,000 back in terms of tax breaks?
In terms of, like wipe up your tax.
It will be deducted against your aggregate income. Hmm. The amount equivalent of the investment you make that year, and the maximum is 500,000.
Mm. Okay, and we'll talk a little bit more about this incentive, the angel tax incentive, with Jonathan Lee and Harlina Muhammad from Cradle Fund, is Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
Bemused football managers, BFM 89.9.
This is Resource Centre, and we're talking about the angel tax incentive, a new one. We're talking to the people from Cradle Fund here, Jonathan Lee, VP for Commercialization Ventures, and Halida Mohammed, Manager for Investment. And we were saying that the amount or the maximum at the moment is 500,000 ringgit, and their tax breaks against that. Mm. What's the process now to be part of the scheme? Someone listens and says, yes, I qualify. What do I do now?
Well, you can actually go to our website to get more details. The Cradle website is www.cradle.com.my, or to the Malaysian Business Angel website, www.mban.my. Mm-hmm. So there are basic information in the website at the moment. You can download the forms from the website. We are actually updating because we are getting new information on a daily basis from our stakeholders, and we are in the process of updating the information as well. So from time to time, if you go in today and you happen to see the same information, come back, in a couple of days' time, and the information will have been updated.
Okay. Mm. Are there numbers that you're looking at or targeting at that's Cradle itself?
We hope, fingers crossed, we can get up to 50 accredited angel investors mm-hmm. Investing in, more than 50 startup companies in Malaysia. So although the year is now started, we're three and a half months down the line.
50 by this year?
Yeah, so by this year, it's an ambitious target, but we feel that we can achieve it. Yeah.
Okay, and you know, what would be a good success number? You know, we want to look at a large pool of investors.
Yes.
What would be a critical success for you guys?
Critical success. Well, that's a good thing to ask. We don't have that numbers in mind, but we hope that by 2020, we have literally thousands of angel investors investing in various sort of startups in Malaysia.
Okay.
But because as you're well aware, Frida, in the ecosystem, early stage especially, financing is extremely difficult. The government has decided to, you know, move away from the public's reliability on grants. So they want to encourage more private sector participation. And that is one way of us doing that, is encouraging private sector participation through angel investment.
Okay. You know, what sort of correlations or success factors did you see from the British model and how it helped the nation, you know, the nation's economy?
Well, okay. Yeah.
On another note, we have to understand that this angel investment ecosystem is very new in Malaysia. It's not like a UK. It has been at a mature stage. We can say that it's still in infant stage, whereby we're still educating the people to know, we're targeting actually for those, the professional working levels, for those actually under employment. I mean, like for a business people, investing is nothing new to them. Okay, so this benefit, as you can see, is for a personal income. Right, so it will take some time. So we hope that by the first year, if it's not taken up, perhaps the second year it will be more people aware about this and know that this is exciting, a part that they can play on it, spurring the economy and providing support to the startups companies.
I know with Anthony Clark, he has the EIS, the British version of this as well. You know, did we see happening with the British economy because of these tax incentives? You know, what are we aspiring to do? You know, by having this, how will it help the economy?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Frida, partly because when David Cameron came into office, one of the policy that he looked at was to grow small to medium-sized businesses. It's a policy that was implemented in the 80s by the late Margaret Thatcher to grow the economy. So in most developing countries, the SME plays a very important role. And we hope that by giving them more access to financing, more startups can start in Malaysia and start adding value to the economy. So we feel that that's an important role that, that this scheme can play. And we can also see that in the way that the UK's economy has revived itself. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So there's also training for these potential angels.
Yes.
What are they trained on?
Well, we hope to, on top of, you know, accrediting these angel investors, to provide some basic training to potential angel investors, areas of how to conduct due diligence, how to look at valuation, how to look at adding value, you know, what sort of agreement they need to put in place to protect themselves as well as their investments.
Okay.
So those are some of the basic, training program that we want to put in place even before this accredited angels start putting money into the company.
Okay. Is there any possibility of abuse with a program like this, and how will it be prevented?
Well,
if you're talking about abuse in any way, people might think about it on how they can, you know, gain more out of this. So yes, there will be, but statistics shows that perhaps 20% out of 100%. So with the way how we can prevent this is that we are conducting the due diligence process based on the criteria as been set out. But Cradle reserves the right also to expand our scope of due diligence should we feel that especially the investment is made based on bad faith. For example, like if there's a money laundering activities involved, mm-hmm. or the perhaps that the person wants to avoid tax or non-halal activities involved in those businesses and ventures. Yes, we do. We do allow ourselves to go further.
Right. So non-halal?
We are not. Yes. For example, like
gambling.
Yes, gambling.
You know, alcohol-related yes, businesses.
So that's not, they don't qualify.
Yeah, we don't condone that kind of activities lah. Okay. To be as part of our scheme.
Okay, so it's very clear about what the criteria is to be part of this program.
Yes.
Okay, so that's some factors in play here. So there's a lot of due diligence, a lot of checks, some balances.
Yes, check and balance.
Okay, now I guess, you know, I was going to ask what's the vision of this program in a couple of years, but you were saying over 2020.
Yes.
Thousands of people.
Thousands of angel investors investing actively. Mm. And hopefully, who knows, we may get a tech giant coming out of Malaysia. We've always aspired to that. And we always want to showcase. I mean, there are already a lot of very successful tech company in Malaysia. You look at, you know, MyG, you look at iProperty, you look at JobStreet. Those are very successful tech companies. But we still want bigger successes from Malaysia.
Mm.
So hopefully this is just one of the many steps that we are doing to prepare us for that.
Mm-hmm. So since its launch, what's the level of interest been?
Well, we launched it a couple of weeks ago. In terms of the angels, I think there's what we know of, the angels that we know of, since we started actively talking to angels, there are already more than 10 interested parties. So we are awaiting their documentation to come back to us. And of course, on Halida's end.
Yeah, yeah. For investor company, I think it's more overwhelmed than the investor, definitely. We must have a pool of a very good investor company so that there's a pool of angel investor can look into.
Okay.
And tap whatever and pick and choose whatever investment that they feel that they want to venture into.
So it's got to be both sides. And I've got money now. I don't know where to put my money.
Yeah, we are doing that on both sides as well. I think there's about 20 since we...
Yes, the response are quite positive.
Yeah. And we haven't actively gone out to market this yet. In the upcoming 6 to 12 months, we are planning to have a roadshow.
Mm-hmm.
The dates will be published in the website, in Cradle website, of our roadshow throughout Malaysia to you know, educate interested parties on the angel tax incentives and how they can tap into it.
All right. So there you go, the actual angel tax incentive, which you can find a little bit more on their website. Jonathan Lee and Halida Mohammed from Cradle Fund. This is Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.